Hello everybody, Joan of Heart, no make wrong, one day at a time, Nikki here with you. Well, I just wanted to share the experience of my day with you. Let's see if it can come through. I was able to sense so much beauty today, just all around me. The trees blowing as them dancing in the wind. And this is like just an instant, right? Like, didn't last long. I'm taking longer explaining. I just want to share as much as I can with you about these kinds of experiences so that you may one day find yourself in a space like that and you'll know you're not alone. Let's see if I can express it, because so far, it's not coming out, right? The way it is inside is very difficult to express in language. That's that realm that Eckhart talks about when he's saying that, it just left me. When they're talking about language, it cannot express the unknown. I'd rather share it like this. It can express the vastness of the sensations that are present. The aliveness is the only thing I can share about that makes any sense. Being in that paradigm of aliveness and nothing in the space, you know, for the most part, I mean, shoot. Let me tell you about how my morning went. I woke up at 8, believing I was going to be able to just kind of lollygag. And then I realized, oh no, I can't, because I have a new responsibility. I'm delivering. And so I can make extra money for the time being. Now, prior to being able to do that at 10 o'clock, I make the dogs their own food, and I had to blend that because they didn't have any. So I blended that. I made us, my mother, my sister, and me, a smoothie. Then had to get ready and go to get gas before I even started. Then, once there, I'm also involved with Amplify Voices as a volunteer for them. I assist, and I have two groups that I'm currently participating in, and they are fantastic. I love watching people find that place within where their boldness lies. So, had a call with that today and had to make phone calls in between my driving and delivering, and got home, had to get organized with the bills, make certain that everything had gotten paid for the month. And then once my meeting was over, I then had to go shop to get food so that there would be food here at the house. And then finally at 9 o'clock, 8:39, my day ended. And do you know, I had nothing in the space. It was just the next appropriate action. And I'm so comfortable in my skin about taking those actions until I don't. Until I bump up against something. When I bump up against something, then I already have a pretty good idea, you know, that I what I have to walk through. And I just allow myself to do that. With no make wrong. And you're starting to hear that from other people. I'm going to be having another interview with guest A. She finished her course, and I'm really excited to share with you guys what she has to say, because it'll be right there in the moment. It's not like, you know, we rehearsed anything. We didn't. You know, so I'm as excited as you. Maybe to hear what she got out of this, or, you know, presence is going to be present, and I'm just going to wait for the moment and let it happen organically. And I love it. You know, I just followed the yuck and the yum, guys. And you've got everything you need. Just keep doing what you're doing. If there's anything inside you that kind of goes, I'm not really, then it's okay. However, do not confuse that with just be fully aware that that is part of the mind. Not a make wrong. I'm not sharing that in a make-wrong kind of way. I'm just saying it is the mind. And it will do that. And, you know, it took whatever it took for me to be ready to do the things that I did when I finally did them. And that's how it's going to be for you. It's in your time. Your yum time. Or your yuck time. I don't know. Because we're not labeling yuck and yum. We're just allowing it to indicate to us that there's something present that we're to look at. And when we're willing to be willing to look at it with, you know, just fierce honesty. Why fierce honesty? Because otherwise it masters us. This is our stake in the ground for ourselves, for our own peace. And if you're willing to be willing to have that kind of peace for yourself, then yeah, you're going to move to some paces. No BS. And it's worth every damn second of it, and it's tough sometimes. And it's worth every damn second of it. The fact that I can sit here, look, being me is all I ever stuck to. It got clouded, right? Just like everybody else. Except when I hit AA, it allowed me to hone that truthfulness that I had to give myself. It's not a coinkadink that truth is one of the spaces of your beingness. It's your discovery how deeply you want to go into the truth for yourself. I don't mean like, so that's not really right, that it's not spoken correctly. It's really up to you if you're going to move toward that discovery, how far you go into that discovery, right? It's yours. It's your pot of gold to find, or your kingdom within to find. The Zen, the Jesus, the Buddha. I'm on a rant. Anyway, you guys, it was just an amazing day to be able to recognize that I gifted myself all this for me. No one else could have done this for me. And it took every ounce of my pain to get me here. I don't regret it at all. And I guess if I had one dream, it would be that everyone I meet would be able to say to me, I don't regret it. Like nothing in the space. Just like when we were kids, but we're adults. We don't have to fear another because they can't hurt us. What a beautiful place to be. So, there you go, guys. That's my rant for today. I have so much love in my heart right now, being with the people that I've been with and surround myself with. You could say, you know, there's a joke that we have, and there's a gentleman, and I apologize that I don't know his name, but the phrase is, I'm hideous and unlovable. And I recognized myself as that when I walked into the rooms of AA. And that's how deep this went for me. I took everything to heart. I believed in love. I didn't believe in people, but I believed in love. And that's why I believe I stand where I stand today in my everyone functions at their own level of awareness for myself. For me, it's beautiful here. And to watch others find that for themselves is just, wow, such a blessing. So I'm just full of love, and that's what I'm sharing with you today, that it's worth standing in the fear. Because tonight, Infinite Love shared with us that fear is simply an expression of courage. Because if you're ready for that, for, you know, that yuck is in there and it feels like a yuck, but then there's those butterflies at the same time, that's the courage calling us, calling you. Whenever it does. So you enjoy. No make wrong. You are someone who self-corrects with integrity. You're practicing incrementalism, gradually with intention. That's what incrementalism is. Gradually with intention. I've been doing that my whole life. When I use it right along with the fact that I'm only one person, so that really makes sense. I'm a yes to that. I've always been a yes to love. And so have you. And then our awareness went to our mind. And then we fell into the daydream. And now we're able to step out of the daydream. And it's going to take something. So keep on keeping on, okay? I'm loving you, and have a great one.